A champion of freedom, a pioneering leader, a woman of greatness. That's how some world leaders described Margaret Thatcher. Former British Prime Minister died yesterday after she had a stroke.
We lost a great leader, a great Prime Minister, and a great Britain. Margaret Thatcher didn't just lead our country, she saved our country.
Thatcher served as Prime Minister from 1979 to 1990. She was the first and is still the only woman to lead the British government.
It was the most fascinating time of my life, and they were gripping years. We sorted out the economy. People came to have a higher standard of living, a real enterprise economy. We then saw the end of the Cold War. They were fascinating, event after event after event.
Thatcher was sometimes known as the Iron Lady because of her personal and political toughness. Her policies, especially some economic ones, earned her support and criticism from the British people. One of her constant allies was the United States. Thatcher and American President Ronald Reagan worked together on many global issues. That includes the Cold War against the communist Soviet Union, which Thatcher helped end. Thatcher had suffered from medical issues in recent years. She was 87 years old. President Obama visited Connecticut yesterday, went there to talk about guns. Connecticut just passed new gun laws, some of the strictest gun laws in the United States. The U.S. Senate is set to debate the issue of guns. One part of the discussion is background checks for people who want to buy guns.
I am hopeful that we can get something on background checks. 90% of America is for background checks.
I have to deal with the reality as the governor of the state of Texas, and universal background checks is not going to save one life.
All right, next up today, never again is the motto of Holocaust Remembrance Day. Its goal is to honor the 6 million Jewish people and millions of others who were killed by Nazi Germany and to prevent something like that from ever happening again. In Israel, you can see people who stopped their cars and paused for a moment as a memorial siren sounded yesterday. U.S. Secretary of State John Kerry was part of a wreath-laying ceremony at Yad Vashem. That's Israel's Holocaust Memorial Center. Families took part in ceremonies in the U.S. as well. One Holocaust survivor talked about the day's message for younger generations.
Teach them tolerance, accepting people for what they are, not to hate, and to live a better world to their children and their grandchildren than I and my generation leave it to them.